Name, Gordon. Centuries ago, the Church of Malachi, called a cult by some, prophesied the coming of the Kerak-Naktoral. It wasn't soon afterwards that the Dragon Empire came to the planet of Alak, the home of the Church. Remaining within the shadows, the cult began to gather the technology the Dragon Empire brought with it for their own sinister ends. The day of prophecy had come. The Kerak-Naktoral was finally to be born. Strenuous genetic engineering had finally found the key to unlocking the being that would allow the Church of Malachi to rise to prominence, the key to perhaps even overthrowing the Dragon Empire and claiming galactic domination for themselves. The child was named Gordon Veyers, in honor of the two scientists who had created him, Dr. Kerry Gordon and Dr. Jim Veyers. Gordon was given the best of everything as a child. He was trained in multiple weapons, trained in stealth and deception. And he proved to be everything the Church had hoped for. Incredibly fast, enhanced healing capabilities, and even extraordinary innate combat abilities. He was everything the Church had hoped for, except for one thing. He found the philosophical standards of the Church evil and vile. He rejected their teachings and scorned their rituals. It was not long before the Church came to the decision that he could not be the Kerak-Naktoral that had been prophesied. Even worse, with him to stimulate research, it was possible other factions could duplicate the powers he possessed. The order for execution was easily obtained. When the guards came for Gordon, he knew what they were coming from. He had long suspected that he could not live with the Church long. Springing into action, Gordon killed the guards who had come for him. Taking their weapons, he quickly moved through the underground compound that housed the main branch of the Church. Following a route he had memorized earlier, Gordon gunned down his creators and then activated another one of their projects, this one a gateway. Knowing they had not yet found a way to stabilize the gate, Gordon jumped through anyway. Time stopped and he felt his blood boil and his bones burst from cold. And then he was through. The gate had brought him to some strange, unknown planet. There was no way to tell where, but then again, there was no way for the Church to follow him. He was safe, for now. Player, David.